Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio. And it is a glorious day in San Diego, and I'm thrilled to have on the show today a dear friend, Jackie Solomy, who has been a friend for, what, 10 years, Jackie, seems like?
Yeah, oh, yes, at least.
And she has been a guiding presence in my life. She is a water personality and has helped calm me through many a crisis with my wind fire. And she's also one of our leading trainers and has written a book, kind of a resource manual with me called Coaching with the Elements. And she's really our resident expert on taking the elements deeper and deeper into coaching. And today we're going to be talking about balance. So welcome, Jackie.
Thank you, Laurie. It's my pleasure to be here. And before we get started, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed your new book. I read it this weekend.
Well, the official title is Jesus Career Counselor, How to Find and Keep Your Perfect Work. But Jackie tells me she has a new and better title. Hit it, Jackie.
I do, and I love it. It's called The 12 R's of Romancing Your Life. It's got everything there to that you need to be able to decide how to woo and court your life to have it blossom into the most full experience you can imagine.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to call the printers right now and tell them to change the cover and change the title, and let's get this puppy out. Romance section. I always thought that would be my weakest link, but you have brought that alive for me.
Love it.
All right, so let's talk about the place of balance in path coaching.
Okay. When you're looking at the model of path coaching as I use it, the pillar of balance is one of the four primary ones, the other ones being focus and meaning, productivity, and fulfillment. And it's not that those pillars stand alone or that they're sequential, but it's one of the four primary supports for the whole concept of path coaching. And it, without it, without the balance, you're going to have those other pillars bearing, trying to bear more of the load and weakening the contribution that they can make. So that's where it fits in path coaching.
Well, that is a great image and a real truism, isn't it? And the one thing that seem to be seeking today is life balance. I mean, they have whole seminars just on that topic. So what does path coaching bring to the focus of balance?
The focus of balance in path coaching is your movement along the path. And, of course, that path is defined during the client's decision about the agenda they want to take. And that is all built around their mission statement and their life vision. So once the life vision is created and that mission statement is in place, then as you step forward along that path, you have your design so that your focus is always there so that you can see your vision unfolding. If you get off your path and you feel that imbalance, and anytime you feel out of balance, that's a signal that you've misstepped somewhere on your path. You've taken a little bit of a jog, and you need to relook and realign. So the focus of balance is movement along that path. And the reality of it is that we're always on the move. We are all becoming something. And one of the important things I always want clients to realize is that becoming is a birthright. And you can do it on purpose or you can do it by accident.
That can happen. I know that you actually teach one of our path courses, don't you?
I do, uh-huh. I teach the one on balance.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know, and I remember in sitting in the trainings with you and Dave that the emphasis is that you have to be in motion to really stay in balance. If it's like a bicycle, if you're sitting on a bike, and without pedaling, the bike is going to fall over. But as long as you're pedaling, you can balance, you know, balance it more. So what do you mean by the core of balance?
The core of balance is choice. It's that simple. The core of balance is choice, and we're all making choices all the time. The whole point of balance coaching is to be able to put your client at that point of choice. And that's the only way out of distress. That's the only way out of discomfort and those feelings that come when you know your life isn't going the way you want it to be or the way you pictured or the way you expected and anticipated. So what we want to do in balance coaching is help our client get to that point where they spend a whole lot less energy flailing and sinking and wailing and use that energy to really make those choices that are going to move them out of that place and into a better one.
You know, I had an application of this in the last couple of weeks. I was trying to decide whether I should take over a house that I own in Texas so I could spend more time with my mother. And I have a tenant there that's been there 7 years. And so it was an economic decision. It was going to be an emotional decision for him. And it was very emotional for me about, you know, the time commitment and the financial commitment, but also loving that house, which is why I bought it in the first place. So I was going back and forth. I met with a counselor. I sat down. I did my Benjamin Franklin pros and cons. I did the elemental decision matrix, all the different things. And one morning I would say, I'm going to do it. The next morning I wouldn't. And so what I experienced is when I finally decided I'm going to do it, that's when the peace came. But
mm-hmm.
then I made that decision, there was no peace. And I was waiting for peace to come to guide me to the decision. And it only came after I made the decision. And so that was new for me.
That's a great insight, because that decision was movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to, it sounds like you were able then to regain some balance and really take a look at where you were pedaling to.
Yes, I think we need those. I think especially for the wind, you know, we have to have a destination in mind, or we just kind of stir up little dust devils in our own lives to keep things interesting.
That's interesting that you said that the peace came after the decision, because when we're out of balance and we're experiencing all those feelings that let us live below an optimal line, it slowly starts to dissipate our energy and discourage it and slow it down, and it can actually stop us in our tracks.
Yes.
What happens is, just because we're stopped, the world doesn't stop. It just keeps plugging along. So we're not only not keeping up, we're actually falling behind.
Wow. Now, how do the elements play into balance? For example, how does a wind find balance? How does a fire find balance? How does a water is the most naturally attuned to balance, I suppose, as well as earth. So can you talk just a minute on each of those and their balance challenges?
Yeah. let's start with water. Waters tend to, their comfort zone is go with the flow, not make a whole lot of waves, kind of fly below the radar. So when they move into their discomfort zone, which is stretching, challenging themselves, moving at maybe a faster pace, they are going to have to make choices that let their balance tip a little bit, but that
mm-hmm.
they can quickly recover from. So their balance is going to, even if they take a big, big stretch, they're going to have built in those supports that are going to allow them to step on that rock when they're trying to cross that creek, rather than step ankle deep or hip deep into a hole they hadn't expected.
So how does fire find balance?
Fire finds balance actually in water. One of the things that fires can do to keep their balance is to take some time, really carve out some time to reflect. Fires can be very impulsive. They make their choices very often from a sense or a need for activity, for immediate outcome.
Mm-hmm.
They need something to counteract that sense of urgency and immediacy for themselves, and that will bring them better into balance.
Wow, that is so insightful, Jackie. Okay, how about Earth?
Earths need a little bit more fun in their lives very often. They're so engaged with with data, with information, with analysis, with getting all the pieces in order so they don't make a mistake, and so they're just, so everything works just perfectly. They need to be able to be comfortable with a little bit more mess, a little, and a willingness to be a little bit messy, because that's outside their comfort zone, but that's where the growth happens. And unless you're moving, unless you're growing, you're not in balance.
Hmm. And how about wind?
And the winds, I think, are harder to balance. But they're so much fun to work with.
You speak from experience, don't you?
I do indeed. Winds need help in finding their anchor, so that when they find that they're getting tossed about in their own turbulence, they can find that place that allows them to hang on, to anchor a bit, until they're more aware, more conscious, more purposeful about the choices they're going to make.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the hardest thing for winds to be still and reflective. Yes. And there's a Bible verse that says he calls the winds from the storehouse. And it's like, where is that? To a wind, that's called limbo.
Yeah.
But when we're in limbo, or when we're in that storehouse, and then God speaks to us and tells us to move, that's when we can really get great, great results. So talk to us about balance versus comfort.
Okay. Comfort is predictability. Comfort is status quo. Comfort is what you're used to, and what you know. And sometimes people mistake comfort for tolerance. And we have a great, all of us, all the elements have a certain capacity for unconscious tolerance. And by that, I mean we've learned to put up with or tolerate or just expect things that are less than optimal, but they're not bad enough to really torment us. But they're bad enough that they just sap life out of what could be.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times balance is or comfort is confused with tolerance.
Yes, there's kind of a rationalized inertia.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good way to put it. And the things that influence our balance are the clutter in our lives. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And people tolerate all kinds of clutter. They tolerate physical clutter in their environment. They tolerate clutter in their minds because they've got so many things going on. They don't want to make a decision here or there for various reasons, and that clutters them up and takes away their energy. Our reactions and our habits, those influence our balance every day, and they do it at a totally unconscious level.
I remember reading a quote about the White House. It was in such disrepair, and this was years and years ago, and some writer said that the White House is held together purely by habit.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great analogy, though.
That's right. I think a lot of lives are like that. Well, Jackie, thank you so much. And I really encourage our listeners to take advantage of this well of wisdom that we have in Jackie. And you can reach her at...
You can reach me at Jackie, it's J-A-C-Q-U-E, Jackie, at LoriBethJones.com.
Yes, she has the French spelling, as it were. Jackie, thank you so much, and you have truly been a balancing element for our team, as we're comprised of a lot of fire, as you know. And
no.
You've just done so much for me personally with your wisdom and your love of research, and you really love to be a resource for people, and the world needs more water, and you have that in spades. So again, people, please contact Jackie at LoriBethJones.com for coaching, and she specializes in elemental coaching on balance.
Thank you, Lori. It's been my pleasure.
All righty. I hope you all go out and make it a great week. The sun is shining in San Diego. I am so happy, and I hope it's beautiful where you are, too. Blessings to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.